Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. We have a guest coming up here in just a few minutes, a couple of them actually, and then we will get to the guest in just a second. First, Mike is up next in Alabama. Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike, you there?
Mike.
No, Mike. How about Bubba from North Carolina?
What's shaking, Paul? Randy? Hey, I got to apologize to Randy. I think he was shaking.
What was that, Bubba?
I said, I got to apologize to Randy. I didn't give him a shout-out yesterday. My bad, Randy.
Randy was not happy about that.
Yeah, it was just my bad. Hey, Dominic, he got a little salty yesterday, didn't he?
He did. He sure did, Bubba.
Hey, refresh my memory a little bit. Who put him up to looking up Andrew Dice Clay on YouTube?
That was you.
You better lead him more towards Jeff Foxworthy, dude. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Jeff Foxworthy
really
is a clean comic.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, but I agree with Expired. I think Dominic would do much better with his own material. He'd go way further. But I want to talk a little bit about Augie.
I mean, anybody that would turn a 12-year-old into Andrew Dice Clay.
Blame it. Hey, I got big shoulders. I can handle it. I want to talk a little bit about Augie.
I'm surprised you didn't go back to the 60s and 70s and turn him on to Lenny Bruce.
Yeah, I never did watch Lenny Bruce. Red Fox was bad.
Red Fox was one of the worst. Hey, Bubba, we have a guest waiting, so we'll come back to you in a minute. But I want to say hello to Jeff Francoeur. Many times played baseball in the big leagues for a number of teams, including mainly best known for playing with the Braves, which he has done a lot of broadcasts with. Jeff, as we say hello to you, there's so much to talk about, including your almost signing. You did sign with Clemson, but there's so many different tributaries. But first of all, thank you for making time.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. I listen to you every day on the way home, getting the kids, and even my kids commend you for some of the callers you put up with. So well done.
Well, I may just adopt one or two of them while we're at it. thank you, Jeff. There's so much to unpack with you, your career, which I know you probably occasionally are asked to talk about. But I do want to talk about something that you're doing now that really has interested us. And that's this podcast, as well as your partnership, Into Pure Athlete. It's a platform helping young people, as I know you want to do. So before I completely mangle the intent of it, I'll let you explain.
Well, thank you. I started a podcast called Pure Athlete. It's with two other guys, Brad Williams and Britt Lee, here in Atlanta. And, you know, I have four kids now, Paul, 10, 8, 5, and 3. So I'm getting into the world of sports and youth sports and really seeing, in all intents and purposes, how bad it is. And I know you deal with it from a college level, but it's coming on down into the high schools and even the younger age. And, you know, I'm a guy that, look, I'm as competitive as anybody, but, you know, we want to give parents and coaches and athletes, you know, the best advice to have a great experience, right? Like, you know, we've had some great guys on: Dabo, Jay Billis, Austin Eckler, you know, we got Clark Kellogg coming on next week, and just different people in all different sorts of sports and how they got there, and really just giving good advice to kids to have fun, you know, to play as hard as they possibly can to compete. You know, Reese Davis came on last week and I love what he said. He said, teach the kids the value of winning, but not at all costs, especially at a young age. And so we've done this. We had a live show in Atlanta with Matt Olson, you know, the Braves home run leader from last year. And so we are coming to Birmingham in 2 weeks, and we're going to do one there. And I'm looking forward to just getting the opportunity to kind of share what we're doing.
I'm interested because I have some friends who are coaches like you are, and especially those who are in the football realm. They tell me that a lot of parents don't want their kids to play football anymore because of the safety issues. Is it like that across the board, or is it more isolated to football?
I think that part's more isolated to football. Look, I played football since I was 6 years old, and I will continuously say, Paul, that the lessons I learned in football, the discipline, the work ethic, how to be a great teammate, are things that's why I let my son play. Like, I think that outweighs some of the other stuff, but, you know, it's answering those questions. You know, we had Jason Campbell on who didn't play organized football till seventh, eighth grade. So I love it because there's so many different ways to get to where you want to go. But more than anything, man, the travel ball these days, AU basketball, the travel baseball, these people are just going all over the place at such a young age. And, you know, one of the questions I love to ask, Paul, do the kids want to do it? You know, if they don't want to do it, I'm a baseball player. My son plays football and lacrosse, doesn't even play baseball because, quite frankly, that's his passion. So, you know what, as David Pollock told us one time, it's your son or your daughter's journey. Let them dictate where to go.
But, Jeff, I realize you're trying to help young people, but it sounds like they need to be helping their parents.
Well, and now, honestly, Paul, that's kind of who it's for. You know, I coach a 10U travel softball team, and some of the stories that I've seen and coaches, it's incredible, right? Like, I teach our girls to compete, to have fun, you know, but at the end of the day, man, enjoy it. Enjoy this time that you have together because, as I said, man, I played with so many great players at Parkview High School, and yet, you know, a lot of them didn't go on to play even at D2 colleges, right? So it's a small amount that get that chance to be the next Jalen Hurts or the next Bryce Harper, right? Like, it's a small number. And so you want your kids to have fun. You want them to experience a great time and learn a lot of life lessons.
I want to ask you about your journey because we had Todd Helton on a couple weeks ago, right after he got into the Hall of Fame. And he, you know, he was torn between baseball and football. You were a really good ball player. You committed or even signed with Clemson. Take us back to that moment in time because a lot of young players are great at a lot of things and they have difficult choices to make.
It was. And for me, I loved football. High school football is still the greatest time. And it's actually funny, Paul. We talked to Matt Ryan. We talked to Austin Eckler on our podcast, and all of them said the same thing. High school football is still their favorite memories they've ever had. And, you know, so for me, it was tough. But Tommy Bowden was at Clemson, and I still have a great relationship with Tommy today. We have beach houses down in Florida next to each other, actually, so I still see him a lot. And, you know, as he told me when I got that opportunity and got drafted in the first round by the Braves, you know, he was kind of like, you got to go ahead and take full advantage of that, man, and go get him. And I'll tell you what, watching – I saw that with you with Todd Helton. It was awesome because – I admired Todd, the way he played baseball. So happy he got in the Hall of Fame. But here's a guy who's a great football player, too. Obviously, Peyton Manning was there. But it's so tough, you know, that to play two sports at the highest level, man. It takes a freak like Bo Jackson or Dion to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about both of those one day because I covered Bo in high school, and I always felt he was a better baseball player than football player.
I'm with you and everybody, you know, George, I played with the Royals for 3 years and George Brett used to tell me every spring training when we talked to him and Bo would come down, he'd say, if he just did baseball, he'd be in the Hall of Fame today if he would have stayed healthy.
Yeah, it was just amazing how far he could hit a baseball. So when you made that decision, you obviously had an amazing career, but as you are dealing with young people now and their parents, what are the questions that you get and from both the young people and the adults?
Paul, the one thing that I fight against more than anything is a specialization in sports at a young age. I can't stand the son or daughter that just plays basketball or just plays softball or just it's too much. I get you can't play probably three sports at some of these high schools today, like the high school I went to. I played two. I played all three till ninth grade, and then I played football and baseball sophomore through senior year. And I always said, though, these people now are specializing. They're doing it year-round. You know, John Smoltz talks about it all the time. If you play baseball, your arm can't handle throwing 12 months out of the year. I mean, especially at a young age. And, you know, Dr. Andrews, man, I saw him a couple years ago, and I'll never forget, he said, I can't believe the age I'm starting to do Tommy John surgeries on. He said it's embarrassing, and these parents should be the ones held responsible. And so that's the thing, right? Like, there's not one way to do this. But at the end of the day, you know what, man? You got to protect your kids. And I think the way to do that is let them play multiple sports. Let them play football. Let them play basketball in the fall, you know, or in the winter. And then play baseball, you know? Like, it's just the specialization at a young age. The injury rate is incredible. It's through the roof. You won't believe it.
Jeff, you were in a unique category because you were elite. Most of us played because it was fun. But now, even the young people are seeing what's happening above them, and in college, players are making a lot of money. High school has seen this infiltrate into them. How do you? I mean, I realize with 10-year-olds, maybe it's not quite a big of an issue, but it will be very soon. How do you deal with the NIL portion of this conversation as they get older?
It's so hard, Paul, because, you know, Dabo is a great friend of mine, and I am a huge Clemson fan. It's tough, right? Like, not going into the portal, not giving some of these guys, you're falling behind. But at the same time, from a father standpoint and from this other stuff, right? Like, I respect the heck out of it. And the fact of, like, I'm not going to let an 18, 19-year-old kid dictate what I do. But again, right, that comes down to the parents. And I continuously say it, if you have good parents, if you have good coaches, you know, then most of the time, you know, these athletes are going to turn out to be great people. Look, they should go make money. If they can do it, go do it. I'm all for it, man. But at the same time, you know, at some point you got to want to play, right? You got to have that passion, and you got want to go out there and do it.
How do you educate the parents, though, in terms of what you alluded to earlier with Jim Andrews, and I've talked to other physicians, and the injuries that are happening are frightening, and it's not like it's going to get any better as these young kids get older.
No, it's not. And that's the sad thing, right? Like, you hate it, and the fact that, you know, it's these parents that are putting a lot of pressure on these kids to perform, to exactly what you said, to get out there, practice, do this. And that's what we talked about, right? When we were younger, we used to go in the backyard, 12 guys, you split up, play 6-on-6 football, play basketball, you play for an hour, you'd be tired, and you'd go in. Now you have these practices for 3 hours. They're so extensive. And, you know, kids are getting burnt out. Kids are getting hurt because of it. And so, right, youth sports is a $19 billion business. You're not going to stop what youth sports is, but you can, our goal, the three of us, is to try to help educate through other athletes, other nutritionists, mental health skills, strength coaches to come on this show and just try to give parents a roadmap for your kids to have fun. And as I always say, my dad and mom, I had a brother and a sister older. They worked just as hard as I did. And my sister played Division III college basketball. My brother played Division II golf. But as my dad said, when I got to 16, 17, they realized, okay, Jeff has a chance to play at the next level. But now these parents are trying to do that at 12, right? And I'm like, come on, man. No one's looking at a 12-year-old and going to sign a 12-year-old to a scholarship. So that's what, honestly, what we're trying to fight against is these people telling these parents, you have to do this or your kid's going to fall behind. That is not truthful.
An amazing conversation. Jeff, many thanks. Jeff Rancor, we look forward to continuing this. All the best with your endeavors, with your podcast. And the name of it is, again, is Pure Athlete. We head to the break right now. That was really cool. There's a lot more on that. I have a very close friend who, former big-time college coach who runs an organization that deals with player safety, that is a whole different aspect of this. But we'll talk to him one day as well. We take a break. We are coming back with much, much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back as we continue here and more of your phone calls. And Elliot is up next. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I can assure you that I-Man or anyone related to Hugh Freeze's Auburn team will ever dot the I at The Ohio State University. But I wanted to tell you, I'm calling you on my birthday, Paul. My birthday wish is to call
Happy
call
birthday, Elliot. That's what are you doing on your birthday?
I'm picking up a Bearcat daughter from Cincinnati. Okay. I'm picking up a Buckeye daughter from The Ohio State University. My wife is getting food here at McDonald's, and we're going to head out and have a nice dinner.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, from all of us here on the show, happy birthday.
Any advice
for
my daughter?
We even wish happy birthday to Buckeye fans.
There you go. What about my daughter? She's pre-med down at Cincinnati. I know your wife's in the medical area.
Yes.
Any advice for her? She's allied med now, but she's thinking pre-med. Any advice?
Well, it's extremely challenging, but it's also very rewarding. There's nothing quite like having a medical degree, especially when there are emergencies. I highly recommend it if you can do it. It's not for everyone. It wouldn't have been for me. What about you, Randy? Could you have done medicine? No. I don't even like to see blood. But what is she studying in her curriculum?
She is in laboratory sciences right now, but that is a course. She got auto admit, and that's a course related to pre-med.
Everyone takes a different. Most of it's science related. My wife majored in chemistry. Of course, I don't think I ever passed. A lot of people will do, something in that field, but it's not always. I mean, you get astray from the other side of the world into medicine, but the big thing in medicine is just being prepared for the entrance. They used to call them med cats. I don't know what they call them anymore. It's the aptitude entrance tests are usually pretty difficult.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for the advice. Again, my birthday wish was to talk to you on my birthday. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, happy birthday, Elliot. We do one birthday greeting to the Big Ten a year, and now that has expired. Rick is up next in Houston.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Pretty exciting day here in Houston. Going to head down to the juice box here in a little bit and get ready to watch LSU in Texas.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That always happens.
Yeah, it's the Astros Foundation College Classic. But I got three things for you from the other day. Follow up with Expired and Bubba about Dominic's cussing.
Yes.
Man, at 12 years old, if I had cussed, I'd have got my mouth washed out with soap and a whooping afterwards. And, Paul, it wouldn't have been just any soap either, because my dad was a mechanic, and we had a bar of lava at every sink in the garage.
I remember biting down on some Dial soap once. Remember that orange Dial soap? It was. I haven't cursed since.
Yeah, it will stop you in a heartbeat. But hey, you and Andy were talking about cursing coaches the other day, and I was surprised that neither one of you brought up Coach O. He's pretty salty.
Yeah, I would. So Andy Staples, I asked him. There was some interview this week with DeBoer, and he revealed that he did not curse. Now, I've later learned that Gus Malzahn did not curse either. He just made the fans curse watching him coach.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey.
But I admire someone who doesn't curse. It takes a lot of discipline. But I think it is a rarity in college. It's a rarity in coaching. And I'm really curious to find out more. But right now, that is the most interesting thing I've discovered about Kalen DeBoer.
So, hey, Paul, yesterday, I've long held the belief that if you wait long enough, someone will show you exactly who they are. And he who shall not be named from Tuscaloosa, he did that yesterday. He showed us that he was a total bigot with his question to you about Trey. And I just, man, it was so out of bounds that it was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Rick, the more you know someone, it's pretty apparent you get to learn a lot about them. And I was not happy with what he said about Trey, but try to move on and talk to CB in Tuscaloosa.
Afternoon Friday, Mr. Hey. Paul.
Hey, how are you doing?
Man, I'm just hanging in there, brother. I enjoyed that chat with old Jeff Francoeur. You know, he went in, I think he might have signed an 0-2. He was a heck of a player for the Braves.
He was. He really was.
Yeah, it was. But I'm going to chat with you a minute about these playoffs. Because I'm old school and old country boy, and I get somewhat confused. It's like he's talking about the little kids. Them parents are pushing them to death. But these ain't little kids. These are about grown men, you know, these football players, Alabama and the rest of them. Can you have too many games? Can you play too many playoff games? I know it's all about a dollar like bowls, but, you know, you'll have more people hurt, more, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah, you can. I frankly think we can deal with it. Everyone's not playing four games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think college football needs a jolt, and I think we can do with a couple more games.
Well, I just wonder if he'll keep going.
Well, no, I really do believe. I mean, the NFL is a bigger entity because there are only 32 teams, and it's marketed year round. But college football is now. I mean, usually college football ends in January, but it has not ended yet. The season literally will not end because of the enormous amount of stories that have been going on. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We take a break. A couple more guests. We've already had a few here. We have your phone calls around the corner. Chris Vanini will get his thoughts on some new information about the direction the NCAA is taking with enforcement.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Back in Friday afternoon. Does it feel like the weekend? 42 degrees here and raining. I thought, what happened to spring? Let's check in with Jacob in Birmingham. Hello, Jacob.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. I've been listening to you for back in the day when your nemesis here in Birmingham was Don from downtown.
Oh, my goodness. Don was literally the first celebrity caller in our show's history.
Yes, sir, I believe that. And he would try to debate. It could be religion, politics, sports.
He was the first protest caller on this show.
Indeed. I did have a couple of questions, sir. Does your schedule this college football season permit you to be at Jordan Head and watch an Auburn game in person?
You mean the upcoming year or last year?
This year. This upcoming year.
Yeah, I'm assuming we'll be there. Since I've been here, we have never missed a visit to Auburn. I think that would be blasphemous. So I'm counting on being there, yes.
Blasphemous is a good word for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And one more question. With all these changes going on in college football, do you see the day when Alabama will play UAB?
I don't think so. Jacob, there's so much history there, and even though a lot of it has been overcome, I just don't see that. I don't know why. I frankly think it would be a really great game. UAB's played Georgia, Florida. I think this year, who are they? They got maybe Arkansas. I can't remember. But, that is a game. That used to be one of the biggest topics on our show, the debate over UAB. They finally played in basketball about 25 years ago, and they're still talking about it. Jacob, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your call. Let's check in with Shane in Tennessee. Hello,
hey,
Shane.
Go Rocky Top, Paul. Just a couple quick things don't connect. I didn't know if any of the callers, but viewers of the show, but did you know Dalton Connect was 6'1" when he graduated from high school?
No. He is certain. I don't know what they were feeding him out there in northern. Was it northern Colorado? He's grown a few inches.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you feel about the game tomorrow night? And I've got a nice comment to make about Johnny B and Trey. What do you think about?
Yeah, I think the environment favors Alabama a little bit, but I still believe, regardless of what happens, I think Tennessee will make it to the Final Four this year.
I'm in all in with you, Paul, because they've got just as good a chance they did when they had Williams and Schofield in that group.
No, I agree.
But they're playing as a team, Paul.
No, they're amazing.
They can't
stop. I mean, they're capable of winning tomorrow night. Easily. They've won everywhere this year. But that is such an important game for Alabama.
I bet Ron Slay wouldn't want to guard Connect.
No, I just have never seen a guy improve as much as he has done. Hey, thank you so much for the call. I really do appreciate it. Well, that's a rare sighting. Arthur, who is out in the Bay Area. Hello, Arthur. What's going on?
Paul, good to hear you on this Friday. I have a plea to SEC fans. I keep on hearing 12 best, 12 best. The 12 best is really a myth. The 12 best is what the committee says is the 12 best, and that's what we're trying to move away from. I think automatic bids, the way we have it right now, at least two for the ACC and the Big 12. The one about the group of five is a little bit more questionable. But at least you can say, hey, we got everyone a chance to have access. Everyone had a chance starting day one. And if you're the SEC or the Big 10, when you became the champion, you beat everyone else who had an opportunity as well.
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, we had 40 on earlier, and he's apoplectic about the suggestions. But whether you're grandfathered in or not, the SEC has pretty much owned this tournament from day one.
That's my point. You're already getting the bids, and now there's going to be 9 at-larges out of 12. There shouldn't be an issue with adding these, two more teams in from these conferences just to make sure everyone has a shot when the season starts.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, Arthur, thank you very much. Dwayne is up next.
Go Rocky Top. Don Paul.
Dwayne.
Go Rocky Top. Go Rocky Top.
Hey, Paul. I appreciate you laughing at my school.
They will get their butt whooped. Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. Hey, we'll get knocked out.
Someone needs
the tournament.
To remind
Quick.
Wayne the last time these two schools
they
met.
They will get knocked out the tournament.
28-point football loss in Tiger Stadium.
Go Rocket Top.
You fumbled the opening kickoff, Dwayne, and that was as close as you came the rest of the day.
Hey, Dad, never do it again, Paul. I promise you that.
Well.
I bet you on that, Dad. Never do it again.
Your quarterback, by the way, is at the combine right now. He's not at spring practice.
Hey, but he garbage anyway. He ain't going to make it. That quarterback got that quarterback at the combine for Tennessee. He ain't going to make it.
No, I'm talking about the quarterback that left LSU.
Hey, everybody want Jaden Daniels. Hey, check this out. I call you with no bull crap. Hey, why they got my quarterback from LSU, Nussmeier, number 3, for the Heisman, behind Georgia and Texas quarterback? Huh?
Dwayne, I haven't seen that. I mean, I'm just
you better look it
glad
up.
Glad Nussmeier is even
buddy.
Being mentioned.
Hey, Alabama quarterback is behind him. Hey,
no, he's not.
Alabama quarterback they.
Hey, Dwayne, I don't know really where you're getting your odds. Be careful.
Wait, yeah, look at it.
That's like a Ponzi
look
scheme.
At it now. Hey, it's a Ponzi scheme. You think it's a Ponzi scheme?
Nussmeier's not even one of the top 4 quarterbacks in the SEC.
Hey, he ranked number 3 in the Heisman.
No, he's not.
He ranked number 3 in the Heisman vote. You better look it up. Tell your boy to look it up.
Dwayne, I can assure you he's not ranked ahead of Dart.
I bet he is. You better look it up now, Paul.
Oh,
I ain't going to lie to you now. Hey, come on now, Paul. I ain't gonna play now. I ain't gonna play with you like that.
You and I do not get the same news service.
I ain't Jim. I ain't gonna cuss you out. I ain't Jim. I ain't gonna cuss you out like a dog or nothing like that. But look it up, buddy.
Dwayne, he is behind Jalen Milroe.
No, he ain't.
Well, you need to quit reading those those Cajun newspapers. They only talk about LSU.
Hey, Paul, leave out tonight, man. I'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Hey, you leave it. Where are you going?
I'm back in the golf. I was on the job welding some pipe this morning. Welding some pipe for this other company.
Dwayne, tell me what it's like on that boat.
On that boat?
Well, wherever you're going. I don't know. How do I know?
I'm going on the platform. I'm going on the rig.
Okay, not a rig. I'm sorry. So you get on the rig and you don't get off?
Go to your head. Yeah, you find out your living quarters. You go to a meeting, you have like the bank. You've never been on that rig.
You have living quarters on the rig.
Yeah. They assign you to the bunk. But I always give me a bunk.
That doesn't exactly sound like the Ritz-Carlton.
What?
So that's not like the Carnival Cruise.
No, ain't no Carnival Cruise there, baby.
How do you get to the rig?
Helicopter or boat.
Oh, okay. I can dig a chopper.
Yeah, a chopper ride. It depends how far you're going out, Paul, Mr. Paul.
How far are you going out?
Depend on you. I don't know yet.
What's the food like on the rig?
You got some shitty cook. You got some.
Almost a good call, and he went Dominique from Pittsburgh on us. We'll come back much more right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Come back as we continue. It's been quite an afternoon here, and Chris is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul, happy Friday.
Hey there.
Hey, I got to tell you, I've been livid from the moment Pat Forty said that there was a request or a demand for automatic, not just automatic bids, but automatic seeding. I said, that ain't the SEC asking for that. That is exactly what the Big Ten has been asking for years. And I've called in many times about my family up in Ohio, and Paul, there isn't a holiday, a visit. I don't hear all that. Well, we should get an automatic in. And it's all about the Ohio State, right? It ain't about anybody else. It's the Ohio State University expects that. And, you know, I've said it before on this program, you know, Daryl starts with a duh, talks about how Georgia, he's got that sense of entitlement that goes right along with the Big Ten. And Georgia fans are like that. There's not a single game that they don't play in that they don't lose. You know what I mean? Like, that's their idea. And it bothers me because the SEC hasn't operated that way. It never has operated that way where we said, oh, we expect to be in. The level.
No, I agree. I think this is a Big Ten move.
Absolutely.
I believe the SEC is concerned about the revenue share, which they should be, considering they have dominated the playoff.
I mean, Paul, not just has the Big Ten been in playoff games, but how have they performed in those playoff games when they did get in?
Pretty
they got
poorly.
Shellacked. I mean, bad shellacked. I've been there at those games. You know, and that's, you know, it didn't happen this year, and that was Harbaugh did it. And what, it, you know, normally a coach wins a national championship at a school, he's there for a long time, and he was on his way out.
He couldn't wait to leave.
The,
you're right.
All the things that were going on. I mean, Big Ten needs to worry about cleaning their house. And the last time that the Big Ten as a conference tried to determine who was going to be in the playoffs, it's, and I forget the year now, but you remember when Penn State won the Big Ten championship game and they sent somebody else.
You're right.
And that's wrong. Like, it's wrong. If you're going to say, okay, our champion should have a slot, not a seeding, but a slot, I can go with that. I can go with that for the conferences. But then don't say, we have to change the rules now and we're actually going to send somebody else. Like, you start putting your thumb on that scale, what that means is you're afraid and you can't compete. And quite frankly, that's been the story for the Big Ten all along. And it still is the case, and I think it will be the case in the 12-team playoff.
That is fantastic.
And that's my thought about it.
Well, that's really good.
Paul, just wanted to say, roll tide. My wife and I have tickets to the game tomorrow, Tennessee, here in town. We're looking forward to it. It's a big game. Like, if Bama can show some defense on that court, it could be a long night for the Vols, but it's going to be an uphill battle for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's there have been some really good games this year, but that is right now the biggest game of the year in the SEC. Thank you very, very much. Let's check in with Daryl in Baton Rouge. Hello, Daryl.
Good afternoon, Paul. How you doing today, man?
We are doing great.
Good. I watched the LSU girls play Georgia last night. It was a game. LSU took them to the woodshed, man. They're playing some good basketball.
Yeah, they're really
right
turning
now.
It on what, now.
What do you think about that team, Paul?
Well, I think they're great, but I'm afraid nobody is in South Carolina's league.
Well, you know,
not afraid of that. I'm just stating a fact.
When we played South Carolina in Baton Rouge, you know, a couple months ago, I guess it was, we had an 11-point lead.
Yeah.
And, of course, South Carolina came back. But I'd like to meet them again in the SEC tournament. I know, like you said, it's a hard row to hoe to beat them. But I think if they were to get beat, LSU would be the only team to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, I think LSU is capable, but I just don't think – I think they are driven by what happened last year in the semifinals. And I think right now LSU has a good shot at getting in the Final Four, but I don't think it's a clear path at all. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's check in with Greg in Los Angeles. Hello, Greg.
Awesome. Hey, Paul, second time caller, second time getting through on your line.
That's great.
And I'm going to turn down the TV so I don't get any feedback. But I have to tell you, long-time listener, much respect for you. I called a couple weeks back, and I talked to you about the Pac-12, formerly the Pac-10. You told us we had a terrible commissioner, and you were spot on. But the commissioner we had before that was even worse. I understand a couple things, but when I spoke to the people that pre-screen your calls, I got to tell you, much respect to them, nice people, and thank you for allowing me to be on the phone. If you don't mind, just 1 or 2 minutes, because I heard you talk to other people on the phone, and some of them from the South. I'm calling from the West Coast, Los Angeles, California. All right? And I ask you, sir, just to bear the following question. So let's say we have something set up to where there is a winner or someone that comes from the Pac-12 conference, such as Washington State or Oregon State, that makes it into that CFP playoff format. Are you there, Paul? I want to make sure I
know. Yeah, so let me try to answer that. For the next 2 years, though.
Get bear with me, Paul. Let's just say it just happens hypothetically. Because there have been a lot of players that came out there.
Not happening.
And I just want to talk to you again, not get broken off last time. It's a short answer and tell us we just had a terrible commissioner. Paul, again, I thank you for your time. Great show.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it is theoretical, Greg. Highly unlikely. But they are protected for the next 2 years, depending on where they are ranked. But for the most part, Washington State and Oregon State may as well be playing in another world. They're not getting in the playoff. We are 2 hours in. There is a big story about from the NCAA today. Charlie Baker has essentially said, I'll interpret his legalese speak, that they are no longer pursuing NIL cases after the Knoxville decision last week.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.